I'm going to talk about a subject that none of you have any problems with. It's called the power of forgiveness. Amen? How many ever had somebody who did them wrong? How many ever had 10 people who did you wrong? And how many have you had somebody who was close to you that did you wrong? You know, I'm just telling you, this is a sermon that you've gotta have some toughness to receive. But I'm just telling you, this is a power. We're going through different powers. And we've talked about the power of simply asking. Remember, Jesus says, you have not because you ask not. We've talked about the power of anticipation. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She said, I just need to touch the hem of his garment. And when did she get healed? She got healed when she touched the hem of his garment. Power of anticipation. We talked about the power of not looking at your circumstances. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes we just get so caught up in our circumstances, and we are called to walk by faith, not by sight. There's a power of you seeing your circumstances but just ignoring them and seeing what God is going to do in the midst of your circumstances. We talked about the power of church and the power of just this constant just coming Sunday and Wednesday and Sunday and Wednesday and Sunday and Wednesday, and the faithfulness of what'll happen as this incremental, you know what, you don't recognize it, but you just, you know what, are losing a little bit of weight at a time, just a pound a month, but how many won't know, or 2 pounds a month, how many know in a year, you know what, you lost 24 pounds. Amen. Amen. You can fit in those, you know what, praise God. Skinny jeans. Yeah, don't get me started on skinny jeans. But what I'm saying is, we've gone through many things that are very powerful. This is one of the most powerful powers, is the power of forgiving. And let me just say, this is absolutely critical to the quality of your life. You know, Can I talk about elderly people for a minute? Hello? I've noticed elderly people, there's two kind of elderly people. There's sweet elderly people. I don't even have to finish it. You know. And there's what? And there's cranky elderly people. And let me tell you what I believe is the difference between a sweet elderly person and a crabby elderly person. This power right here, the power to forgive. And in their lifetime, they've been hurt, 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 they've been hurt. And they've either got an understanding of this power where they walk, and they walk in forgiveness, and they're still sweet, they're still sweet, they're still sweet. Or they don't understand the power of forgiveness, and they get embittered and more embittered and more embittered. Well, maybe you're not a senior citizen yet, but let me tell you what, your trajectory is going either towards sweetness as you continue to forgive, or as you go towards bitterness and crankiness as you retain those hurts. And how many of you noticed this? That in the course of your life, here, let me ask, with hands up, how many of you keep on getting hurt? Raise up your hands. Yeah, you know why? Because you're alive. Exactly. That's how life is. And listen, and some people are going to hurt you because they're just snotty, crabby, unrighteous, cranky, snotty. Should I go on? I better stop. People. But many times you're being hurt, and it doesn't have to do with that. They're not crabby or snotty. They're just maybe not sensitive. Oh, heard this? Maybe you are oversensitive. Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Or maybe it's a combination of both. All I'm saying to you is, if you don't grab a hold of this, your quality of life will be greatly hindered. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The power to forgive is not only the power that sets you free. How many know when you don't forgive, you enchain yourself? But it's not only that, although that's a critical component of forgiving, and it's so it's so vital that you do that. But the power to forgive is also the power to redeem. See, it makes no sense that this man would be forgiven and be given all that silver and even more. It makes no sense to our intellects. But God's ways are not our ways. And so when he says to the policeman, no, he spoke correctly. I gave him these things. The Bible says that men will see your good works and glorify God. See, it's not only the power that you, when you walk in forgiveness, that you will be free from that bondage of being angry and embittered and frustrated. You just set yourself free. But when you give something to someone that they don't deserve, you're able to reach them at a level that is deep. And that's the end of my sermon. Okay, did you learn something? Okay, so notice what I said. I said, that's the end of my sermon. I didn't say I was done. Amen. I just told you that was the end of my sermon. I just preached it. Okay. So, amen. Thank you. But can we break it down? Can I give you some help to help you in this? Because it's like, oh, yeah, okay, great. It's going to be good for me, and it's going to bless other people. But how in the world do I do this? Can I give you some practicals that will help you from the Word of God? Number one, write this down. If you're taking notes, write this down. If you're not taking notes, write this down, okay? Number one, I want you to understand that I want to ask some questions. Who do you have to forgive? Who do you have to forgive? Well, here's who you have to forgive. Everyone. And the reason why I put this first is because I want you to understand. How many know there are some people that are just cool to hang out with? You know what I mean? How many know if you got like an extra ticket to the Dodger game? Oh, no. Okay, whatever. Hey, that's not my fault, amen? Okay, I'm just saying, okay, if you had an extra ticket to the Dodger game, how many know there are some people that you just automatically think, oh, man, you know what I mean? I hope they can go. How many know there's other people who are thinking, oh, I ain't going to invite them. See, you don't want to say that, but how many know that's true? Can we get real? And there's people that are offensive. They're unloving and uncaring and unthoughtful. And they're all around us, and they're going to continue to be around us. And they're even in this church. Way. Well, I'm just wondering, you know what? If you're looking for a perfect church, don't you know when you came in, you messed us up? Don't you know that's true? But how many know we were messed up before you got here? Weren't we? Okay, so all I'm saying is, but let's be real. There are people that are hard to deal with. And here's what we justify. We justify, no, let me tell you. I'm not, we do this justification all the time. I'm not as bad as this person. I'm pretty good. Well, that's not your standard. Here's who you're supposed to forgive. The little things and the big things and the medium things and the nice people. How many know even nice people can cut you off sometimes? Not perfect. I mean, that's true. Even nice people can accidentally offend you. But what I'm saying is, here's who you're for to give everyone. That's who you're forgive. Let's look what it says in Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Luke chapter 6, verse 7. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Do you understand? Do you see this? See, love those difficult people. You know what? Do good to those who hate you. How many know it's do good to forgive someone? How many know it's loving to forgive someone? Watch this. Next verse. Bless those who, what? Curse you. Pray for those who, what? Despitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other. And for him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Do you see? Give to everyone who asks, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. Do you see the flavor of this? This is different. Our mentality is, yes, if you're cool to me, I'll be cool to you. Yeah, nice. But if you jack with me, I'm going to jack with you. Look, I'm and listen, and our society, listen to me, our society has said this is good morals. As long as, you know what, here's how I roll. I'm cool to those who are cool to me, but you better not cross me. And we've lifted that up as a standard. God says, that is not the standard. Who are you to forgive? Here's who you're to forgive. Number one, you're to forgive everyone. Number two, when do you forgive? What's the answer? When do we forgive? When is it? Here's the answer. Everybody say right now. Amen. Everybody say right now. Everybody say it quicker. Okay. I'm going to ask you to say it real quick. When are you to forgive? Exactly. Thank you. Right now. Right now. Okay. That's when you forgive. Because how many know our mind will start to go, yeah. And let me just tell you, you know, we could, my kids can, have you ever seen that movie Elf? You know, I don't have to see that movie, Elf. I can just have my kids in the back seat. They know all the lines. Amen? Right? You know why? Because they played it over and over and over again. Listen, you need to get rid of that. Understand what unforgiveness is. It's like battery acid. You know, you ever get battery acid on your skin? You're like, oh. I got some, you know, how many are like that? Oh, I got some battery acid on my skin. You better not be that, because that will burn, you know, that will hurt you. You need to get that away from you as quickly as you can. Let me tell you about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will just eat away at you. It will infect you. It will ruin your life. It's cancerous. And it's got to be, you've got to forgive people immediately, right away. Look what the Bible says on this. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Look what it says. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do you see that? Look at this next verse. Nor give place to the devil. Wow, isn't that interesting? How many know everything in the Bible is inspired by God? But how many know everything in the Bible, the order is also inspired by God? In other words, it's not coincidental that God says, after he says, don't let the sun set on your anger, after he says that, what does he say after that? He says this, don't give place to the devil. Because let me tell you what, when you will meditate on what somebody did wrong, and how many know that's what your flesh wants to do? There's just something gratifying about a good cry, right? Oh, there it is. Thank you. And you're like, oh, and they did this, and it was wrong, and it was really wrong, and it was wrong. And you start just replaying it. And here's what you're doing. You're giving place to the one who does. Listen, you're like, well, that made me feel good. Yeah, maybe. You know what? The Bible says sin is pleasurable for a moment, for a season. But you've got to be smarter than that. You've got to recognize, yeah, maybe this is pleasurable for me to, you know what, misery loves company, whine in my Cheerios for a little while. But let me tell you what, it's absolutely destructive to your life. You need to just let it go. And you need to let it go quickly. Don't let the sun set on your anger. Let me tell you what that scripture doesn't mean. It doesn't mean somebody jacks you up at 10 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't mean, well, cool, I can just be ticked off for the next, 8 hours, No. Listen, this is poetic speech. And what it is saying is, get rid of it quickly. It's saying, listen, don't you dare go to bed. Every time you go to bed, you hear, every time you go to bed, this is how you ought to sleep. I'm mad at no one. I'm mad at no one. That's how you ought to sleep. That's how you ought to sleep. And you need to make a decision in your life. You need to understand, that it is critical that you understand when you forgive. Here's what you need to forgive. Right now. Right now. Because understand, you get, how many know you, I'm smiling, right? Some of you have become proficient at, how many know you can become proficient at all kinds of things? You know, some people are very proficient in the kitchen. They got this going on, they got this going on, they got this going on. They got all kinds of things, put it all together. You know what I mean? How many know, so some people are very proficient athletes. And they can, hit a three-pointer, like no problem, slam dunk, all kinds of things. Some people are proficient and they work construction. They're very proficient in all kinds of different things. Some people are proficient in letting people tick them off. No, they don't have to practice it. They're good. They're mastered it. They've been practicing it for so long, they're masters at it. And this person makes you mad, and that person makes you mad, and this person makes you mad. And you know what? And that is, listen, here's what you're doing. You're giving place to the devil. And he's going to come in, and he's going to, you know what he's going to do? He's going to steal your relationships. And you'll get so proficient at it. Listen to me. You'll get so proficient at it that next thing you know, you'll be so proficient at it, even those who are close to you, you will become embittered towards. Oh, this is good. Somebody catching what I'm saying? And you're like, no, that won't, it will happen. And it will happen as you have gotten so good at it. And then pretty soon, people, they don't even, they just accidentally bump into you. You're like, psh, psh, psh. Whoa. No. Get it done. Get it. Just like let it go quickly. And then, but here's the good news. You can become proficient in forgiving. Where you're just like, that doesn't, you know what? Where you come up with an excuse, like there's no excuse for them. And you think, and you just come up with this one. Oh, they're probably just having a bad day. I've done that before. And the truth is, not really, but you're become proficient and your life is awesome. It's a witness to other people. It's a witness to people around you. You're setting people free. You're being redemptive. And you know what's awesome? And you're happy. How many, some people can be on a cruise to Tahiti and be miserable. Come and know this is true. Why? Here's why. Because it's not the circumstances. If you think, listen, if you've been deluded to think, that I'm going to be happy when everyone starts acting like godly. Well, you're never going to be happy. See, you've got to recognize God is the source of your happiness. Amen? Not people. So, you know what? Let it go. Get rid of it quickly. Don't give place. Don't let the sun set on your anger. Don't give place to Satan, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to rip you off. Number three, are you learning something today? Number three, how often do you have to forgive? How often? Stop counting! Oh, really? Stop counting! Stop counting! That's the answer. Stop counting! That's what. Remember when? Well, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and this is in the NIV. Look what it says: Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Actually, I want to go to verse 5. Next verse. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Here's where I want to come to. Look what it does. It keeps no record of wrongs. Stop counting. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21, 22. Look what he says. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall a brother sin against you and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Peter is upping the thought was you need to forgive people three times. And Peter thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, and he's like, Peter's trying to get some brownie points with Jesus, and Peter's like, oh, you know, how many, Lord? Seven times. And you know Jesus' response, next verse, and Jesus said to him, I do not say to you, let me tell you how I roll. I don't say to you, you know what, up to seven times. I don't say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Wow. He's trying to just blow Peter out. You know what he's really trying to say? Peter, stop counting. Stop counting. Stop counting. Think about it. Let me just talk to couples for a minute. Everybody can listen, but just let me talk to couples for a minute. Let me just ask you, is your spouse, I'm just asking, do they act like Jesus yet? Is that a fair question? Okay. Exactly. That is the answer. Sometimes. Which, if the answer is sometimes, how many would agree with that? That's a good answer. That's true. Sometimes. How many know the reality? If sometimes they do, then what we're kindly saying is sometimes they don't. And here's the thing I want to say to you. Do you think is there ever going to be a day when they will act like Jesus perfectly? Well, let me ask you a better question. Is there any day when you're going to get it together? Yeah, let me. Somebody said no chance. Thank you for your honesty. Okay. Here's why I'm saying that to you, because we get this mindset and we think, oh, Chad, let me tell you what. We think that there's some number that you can just check out and go, I'm good now. I'm just telling you, you can read your Bible from the beginning to the end, and let me just tell you, you're not going to find that number. Here's why. Because it's not there. You are going to find Jesus telling Peter, as Peter's trying to figure out what the number is, you are going to find Peter saying, hey, or Jesus saying to Peter, hey, dude, stop counting. You know? Here. Seven times 70. What's Jesus saying? Put that in your purse and swing it, Peter. Right? How many know he's being real with Peter? Hey, Peter, come on, dude. Are you learning something today? Number four, why do you have Why do you have to forgive? Why? Here's why. Because God commands it. You know, when I was a kid, and I know this is way old school, way not how you do things nowadays, but when I was a kid, my...
Guys, you're offending me. You don't want to hear what my mom said? Can we get this on? All right.
So, my mom used to say particularly, hey, you know what, do this, do that, do that. And I'm going to say, why? Why? And here's her answer. You ready? You probably know the answer. Okay, here's why. Because I told you. Because I told you. There needed to be no, and can I tell you what? And this is so foreign to modern day Christianity. And I'm not saying, because I've gone through good, I've been taught under a lot of people, it's really good to tell people the why. I understand that. But can I tell you what also is good? It's good just to give God honor and just to do it because he's God. And he tells you to do it. Okay. Why do we have to forgive? Because God tells it. It's his command to us. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Now, imitators God, notice what he's going to tell you next, specifically. And walk in love as Christ also walked in love and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice, a sweet-smelling aroma. Stay there. How many understand when Jesus died on the cross, that's what he's talking about, him dying on the cross, there was no better example of forgiving than Christ dying on the cross. So in context, when it says, you know what, be imitator of Christ, I would argue the main area that God is asking you to become an imitator of Christ, according to verse 2, is that you walk in forgiveness. Amen. 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 Number 5, okay, do you have to forgive? Do you have to forgive? Well, this might surprise you. Here's the answer. No, you don't. You don't. No, you don't have to forgive. You don't have to walk in love. Listen, you can cuss if you want. Amen. Some of you do. Just joking, kind of. Okay. What I'm saying is, I mean, no, you do. Listen, understand God. Here's what God says. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. What's he saying? No, let me tell you what. And even before he says, here's what he says. Come on. Let's get real. How many know you've done some things that are just wrong? And right before you sparked up that doobie, amen? Well, shut me down when I'm preaching good. How many know right before you sparked it up, God didn't, you know what I mean? Like, how many know that didn't not happen? Now, the Holy Spirit might have said, listen, you're making some bad choices. He might have told you, don't do that. What's he doing? He set before you. Notice, God also sets before you death. Why? Because he wants relationship. He wants you to love him because you choose to love him. He wants you to be obedient because you choose to be obedient. You can do whatever you want to do. Amen. You can do whatever you want to do. But please, 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 listen to me very carefully. You don't have to forgive. But today, at least understand this. Do you have to forgive? No. But if you choose to not forgive others, you need to understand the consequences. I'm not saying you have to forgive, but I'm here being a good pastor to say, if you choose for whatever, but pastor, you don't know how bad they hurt me. Listen, that's the smokescreen that you've given yourself you know what, and I don't mean to make light, because some of the things that people have done, as many people are here today and as many people are coming to the second service, I don't mean to make light of hurt, really hurtful things that people, even family members, people close to you, I don't mean to make light of that at all. All I'm telling you is you've got to get tough and make a decision to forgive. Because if you don't, if you tell God, no, I don't care what you say, I know better than you, here's what I'm telling you, you don't. And you can hang on to that unforgiveness as long as you want, but as long as you hang on to it, let me tell you what, there are some crazy consequences that will come upon you. Now, I'm going to freak some people out right now. But listen, I'm understand this. I'm not telling you what I think. I haven't told you what I thought of any of this. Every point, I've got a verse, and if I had more time, I'd got 80 verses for every point. But I'm going to show you some things of the consequences that will happen if you don't forgive. And listen, if it jacks up your theology, then guess what? Are you right or is God right? Here, I pick God. Amen. Are you right? What you think and what your aunt and your uncle and listen. Listen to me carefully. You've got all kinds of people around you egging you on to hold your bitterness. Amen. And maybe you have bitterness towards even a section of people, towards you know what, males or females or certain people of a certain skin color or certain, you know what, economics and all this stuff, and you justify it all. And God says, no, you can do whatever you want, but let's understand what will happen if you justify your unforgiveness. Are you ready for this? Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. Look at this. In this matter, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven. You know this. You could do this with me. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. See, here's what we do. Here's what we do. Here's what we do. Okay. You know, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come. You know what? How many were raised Catholic? Okay. Okay. You're like, you know what? I mean, you know, eight Our Fathers, and you know what? What was the other one? Hail Marys. You're like, oh, okay. You know what? Can I get out of here and play? You know what I mean? Right? And so you say it and listen. And I'm not ripping on people who are Catholic. I love Catholic people. Amen. I do. But what I'm saying is, all of us have been part of this. We say stuff we don't even know what it says. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. What'd you say? You know what I mean? That's why I don't want you to read your Bible. I don't want you to read your Bible in a year. I never heard that. What pastor would tell me, don't read your Bible in a year? Don't take this out of context if you're, you know. No. Here's if you want to read your Bible in a year, fine. But what I would rather have you do is read a chapter a day and really read it. I would rather have you read a chapter a day and read the chapter three times. You're not going to get through the Bible in a year, but I guarantee you, you're going to get something every day out of that. Have you ever read your Bible and you're on like this assignment and I encourage you, be disciplined. I tell people, when do we read our Bible? I tell people, read your Bible every day, but I'm not looking for you to read a chunk. I just want you to read a chapter and read it in the morning, read it at lunch, and read it before you go to bed. I guarantee in a year, you might not have read your whole Bible, but I guarantee you, you will have learned something that you read. Amen. Amen? So what's my point? My point is this point, and forgive us our debts. Oh, yeah, forget our debts, yeah. Oh, no. Did you get to the second point? These crazy theological words are right here, and you missed it. as we forgive. As you forgive. In other words, there is this correlation between your willingness or unwillingness to forgive and God's willingness or his unwillingness to forgive you. Now, listen, some of you are freaked out at this point because you never thought that God would be unwilling to forgive you. Ted, I'm smiling, right? Am I smiling right now? Okay, just checking. Okay, watch this. Don't take this out of context. Don't go home and listen to this little 30-second blurb and think I'm saying something that's not true. I'm going to show you in a minute that you can do something where God will say, I'm unwilling to forgive you. I'm going to say it again. There is something that you can do that God will say, it ain't going on. I will not forgive you. And before you think that I'm wrong, let me show you what Jesus says as soon as he's done with this. As soon as he gets done with the Lord's Prayer. How many know, you know, as a parent, how many know something that's important, how many know you'll tell your kids over and over and over again? I've told my kids probably like 38,000 times to make sure you brush your teeth. Why? Because that's important. Now, watch this. Watch this. You guys there, go to go to verse 15. So he's right done with the Lord's Prayer, but then he says this. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. Pastor, I never saw that in the Bible. Listen, you've been quoting the Lord's Prayer for how many years? And let me say this, in case you're not sure on this, I can show you the same reality all throughout the New Testament. Let me tell you what, God is not coming off this. Can you not forgive? Absolutely, you cannot forgive. But please, if you decide to not forgive, don't think that there's not some heavy consequences. Are you learning something? Romans chapter 3, verse 17, verse 14. The mouth is full of cursing and what? Bitterness. There, what happens? Here's what happens. Listen to how you speak about people. If your mouth will give your heart away. How many know this is true? Your mouth will give your heart away. Listen, and take a, you know they do this sometimes in therapy. You know what? They'll record someone and talking to their children. And they'll play it back to them. And it'll freak them out. Because they have no idea that they're talking to their kids in such a derogatory, harmful, harsh, bitter manner. Listen to what you're saying about people. And could it be that what's going on is this unforgiveness? See, understand this. What'll happen is if you hold that anger, that unforgiveness, bitterness will happen in your life. Understand, God will not forgive you, number one. But number two, you're going to become a very cranky person. You will. And listen, how many know you can't get away from you? You can't get away from you. And you're deceived and thinking, I'll tell you what, I'm fine, but everybody else is messed up. If everybody else would just, well, fix yourself and your life will get better. It will. That's right. Now watch this. Look at this next verse. This is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Look at this. looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any, here's what I want you to catch, root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Everybody say, root of bitterness. Okay, you know where the root of bitterness can happen all the time? Here's where it happens all the time, unforgiveness. Remember, we taught you already. When are you supposed to forgive? Come on, you missed it already. When are you supposed to forgive? Right now. Okay. Why? Here's why. Because lest any root of bitterness. See, it's acid. You've got to get rid of it quick. Because what will happen, and how many know Satan will go, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. There's a seed that's being planted in your life, and it's going to be a root of bitterness. And that root will infect your whole life. You cannot forgive if you want to. But at least understand, if you say no, the consequences are serious consequences. Amen. Are you learning something? And then, oh my goodness, I got to stop. Finally, last, is there anything harder than to forgive? How many know forgiveness is hard? Is there anything harder? Yes. What? Unforgiveness. I really think the only thing harder than to forgive is to unforgive. And let me go back, because some of you have been hurt terribly. But let me submit to you, as you want to hold on to your bitterness, hold on to your anger, hold on to your unforgiveness, there is one thing that is harder than for you to forgive. It's for you not to forgive. Okay, now, I already preached the end of the sermon, remember? You've heard it at the beginning. But let me recap. If you walk in forgiveness, you'll be free. You'll be free. And you'll be free all the time. You'll get happier. You'll be like, I don't know why. It just like seems sunnier this year. Well, it's because you've made a decision to forgive people. And as you forgive people, you know what you do? Listen, Jimmy Evans teaches this. He's a wonderful teacher on relationship. Jimmy Evans teaches this, that as couples, you are both redemptive to each other. When you forgive your spouse, not because they deserve forgiving, but just because they don't deserve forgiving. You ever had somebody give you something and I don't want to embarrass him, but Ron is here, and when we moved into our house, and we have a beautiful house, but there was just some major things that were wrong with this house. And I'm not real construction-y. I can do some things because I managed apartments for a while, but I'm not like big time, you know what. And Ron was, so, we had this fireplace that looked like, you know, like, let's get it around the fireplace, and, you know what I mean? How many know we didn't want a fireplace like that? You know what I mean? We wanted more like an elegant fireplace. You know what I mean? This was real. And I'm not, you know, if that's your taste, there's nothing wrong with it. It was real rustic, real like cabin-ish. You know what I mean? So it had these big rocks, just big rocks. And well, it was like, oh, that's not good. And then down our hall, we have this long hall just full of these same big rocks. And Ron was so gracious, he came in there and with a big jackhammer just jacked up all those rocks and got rid of all those rocks. And, I mean, it was a huge job. And here's the truth. He just, you know, every time, that's exaggerating, but there's so many times I'll look down the hall and I'll just see those rocks there and I'll think of Ron Canales. And I'll think, man, he was so gracious in taking care of that. You know what? And I'm not trying to, but I'm just, as my mind's thinking, Fred's come over to my house so many times and there's been something wrong. And yeah, oh, Fred, I you know what? This toilet keeps on leaking from underneath. I tried to fix it. I put a seat on it, you know, put a new thing. And Fred's like, I think I'll be able to get it. You know what I mean? Sure enough, Fred comes over and boom, you know, well, have you ever tried doing a double seal? What are you talking about? Boom, puts a double, you know, he just, listen, this is graciousness. This is somebody giving me something that I really don't deserve. but they're just being gracious. And when somebody is gracious to you and gives you something that you don't deserve, how does it make you feel? Let me tell you what. And I'm just talking about these acts of kindness. Imagine when somebody forgives you and you know you don't deserve that. Can I tell you what? It's redemptive. It's redemptive in nature. And it has a way of you know what? The clip. I've done this. I've saved your soul for God. This isn't because I'm so nice. I'm trying to get you. What am I doing? I'm pointing to Jesus. Why should we forgive this way? Here's why. Because he forgave us. And when you are willing to forgive someone who doesn't deserve forgiveness, you're pointing them to the cross. And all of us have been forgiven, and we don't deserve to be forgiven. And when you do that to someone else, you're pointing to Jesus. You know what? I love to preach. You know what? I love to testify in God's goodness. But can I tell you what? What's more powerful than just telling somebody about how good Christ is? You know what's more powerful than that? Showing somebody how good Christ is. And this is one of the best ways we can do it, to forgive somebody. Remember, I don't know the details. I asked Tamara last night, but I forgot to get the details. But remember recently that somebody did just came in and killed a bunch of people at a church just because they were a different color. Do you remember this? And you know what? The news media, who's so cynical and so just, you know what, cynical. But as these people just started praying for the people who had done this, killed people, massive shooting, even the news media turned and thought, wow, it's striking at a supernatural level, and it's effective. Did somebody learn something? Before we close, maybe there's someone that has held something in your heart. Just because I want privacy, I want to give you privacy. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, being respectful for the people that are here. If you want to raise your hand, say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I've held, and you can just put your hand right down. As soon as you put it up, just put it up for a moment. I see hands going up all over. But I've held something that I want to get rid of it today. Thank you. All over you can put your hands down. Is somebody else? Anybody else? I want to pray for every. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray with you. Let's get rid of it. Let's not let one more night. Let's get free today. Let's really get free today. Father, you saw the hands that were up. And Father, for any root of bitterness that has taken root, we pluck that up right now in the name of Jesus. As they raised their hands, they said, I want to be free. And I decree and declare freedom because they have asked for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Did you learn something today?